comes to America's sex pioneers, we seldom think of our founding fathers. But the fact is, declaring independence and winning our freedom had more to do with sex than one could imagine. Take the guy that discovered electricity.
When we think about Ben Franklin, we think about the great revolutionary leader, the brilliant inventor, bifocal lens, the Franklin stove. He was the guy who showed us that lightning was not some mysterious force from the heavens, but was actually electricity. But it's important to note that Ben Franklin's sex drive actually helped save the American Revolution. One of the interesting things about Ben Franklin is that he was a fugitive of the law at 17 years old. He runs away from an apprenticeship with his brother, who ran a print shop in Boston, and arrives in Philadelphia, where he's taken in by a family who had a daughter named Deborah Reed. Now, Deborah Reed fell in love with young Ben, but he liked the ladies too much, so he dumps her. And he begins running around with, as he admits in his autobiography, low women. But he also winds up knocking up one of these prostitutes. So he's got this infant son, he's 25 years old, and he decides, okay, well, now I guess I need a wife. So he goes back to Deborah Reed. Well, Deborah had gotten married, but her husband ran away. She remained legally wed. Now, this was a problem, because even though Ben Franklin and Deborah wanted to get married, if her husband returned, she could be accused of bigamy, which was punishable by 39 lashes and life imprisonment.